Oh, everybody rolling?
Yep.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Yeah.
I should do an answer. Charlie kicked off.
I didn't see him limp off. I did ask after the training what the go was, and someone just said he was feeling a little under the weather. I know he went home early yesterday because he was feeling a bit crook too, so that was all I'm aware of.
So yeah. It's a pretty willing training session though. Is that your normal main one, or was it a bit extra feeling?
It's the only sort of half-decent hit-out we're going to be able to have between now and the game today. So it was our main session. Can usually be pretty physical, probably a little bit more so this week, and particularly the forwards and backs. I know we're concentrating a lot on defending the crumb and crumbing the ball themselves for the forwards. So it's probably a little bit extra in that, but that's generally how main training sessions play out.
Was that as a result of the loss?
Oh, not necessarily. No, I think our intent at training for the past, for the entire season, has been pretty outstanding. So there's never any question in that area.
Is there differences at training, like maybe just from a mentality point of view, in the win loss, is it different week after?
I don't think so. Look. All our guys come out with real purpose and real intent to get better individually and as a team. So, as I said, I don't think there can be any questions in that regard.
Ollie, is he any chance at all with
Blades? Yeah, look, he obviously hurt his thumb pretty early on in the game on the weekend and managed to play through it for sort of 3.5 quarters. So he'll be doing everything he can to put his hand up. Obviously, we want him out there, so we'll have to make that call later in the week, but yeah, he's some chance.
I have no idea how it works, but surely fracture comes at least a week off.
Look, Ollie's a pretty tough guy, and clearly he showed on the weekend that he's determined to play through whatever he can for our football team. So, and earlier on in the year, he played 3 quarters with a fracture in his leg too. So he will do everything in his power to put his hand up. But as I said, we'll have to wait and see over the next couple of days. Yeah, look, Ebo and obviously Ryan Burton's the other one that both sustained pretty significant injuries on the weekend. They're going to miss a fair chunk of footy, I'd say. Important players for us that are going to be missing little periods of footy, so not ideal.
Put a line through either of them for the year? Or?
Look, I don't know where those conversations sit with the medical team. I don't believe they've been ruled out for the entire season. There's still a little way to go, so the guys will spend a bit of time in rehab, reassess in 2 or 3 weeks, see where they're at.
Starting to pile up a bit, Hammer. Seems there's a few big names in there.
The injuries
been tested this year?
Oh, it's been the case all year, Yeah, I was saying to one or two of the other guys yesterday, it'd be interesting to see if we had our sort of best 22 players on the field, how many games those guys have missed over the course of the season. Just seems to have been the way this year. We've had some guys come up from SANFL level and play some pretty good footy, so it's great exposure for those guys. But obviously you want your best 22 playing from week to week, but that just hasn't been the case this year.
Does that get lost a bit maybe externally when you talk about inconsistency?
Look, perhaps a little bit, but we don't want to lay the blame on injuries. Every club has injuries. I think Collingwood for a large portion of last year had some key players out, and again this year, and they seem to get the job done most weeks, so we can't lay the blame on injury.
Who would you expect to perhaps come in? Houston being an obvious one.
Yeah.
Broady had a good game.
Yep. Yeah, so those two guys, Houston and Matty Broadbent in contention, obviously. Xavier Dersmer on the weekend had a bit of a spell, so his run and carry will be important for us, so there's a chance that he'll come back. And then it just depends a bit on team balance. Obviously Mott's played in the back line last week due to that late change, so I imagine he'll go back forward, and then we'll just have to shuffle things around a bit.
What was the Dersmer out? Ken said he was dropped, but sort of looked like a bit of a resting thing because he wasn't that bad the week.
Yeah, probably a combination of both. Durs, obviously, first year, had a great season so far. know that his run's going to be important for us for the last six games. So a little bit of form, probably for Durs, he's got a couple of areas of his game that he needs to keep improving on, particularly with his ball use. And he's aware of that, so probably that was part of the reason, as well as just giving him a spell for a week as well.
Paddy Ryder, what sort of chance of him making a return?
Given Paddy didn't play last week, I'd say he'll need at least another run in the SA NFL, find some form. Played a really good game against North Adelaide 2 or 3 weeks ago, but hasn't played a great deal of footy in the last month, so he'll need at least another game in the SA NFL, I imagine.
Seems to be a bit of a virus going around. I know both he's been a bit quicker. Yeah. Has anyone else this week picked it up?
Tommy Jonas, the captain, he's got a bit of a sniffle at the moment as well. It's just that type of year. He'll take a fair bit more than that to stop TJ from training and playing. But it's just that time of year. There's a bit of stuff going around, but it's the same every year.
The first quarter's been spoken about as an issue. Hamish, it just seems like in a lot of these losses that you have had, you've been pretty slow out of the block.
We've touched on it a few times throughout the season. We've done everything we can to change things up pre-game. We're obviously very aware of the issue, but we also understand that a lot of our game plan stems from what happens at centre bounce. We get the ball in our forward half. We generally play pretty good footy. That sort of hasn't been the case early on in games this year, and we've been on the back foot a little bit, so... We're very aware that that the guys in the middle of the ground especially need to be really switched on from the get-go.
You think you're an over-emotional team?
Over-emotional team?
Do you rely on emotion too much sometimes to win?
It's a good question. I hadn't really thought of that.
I think that was the critique after the showdown.
The Friday night game. Clearly, when we win games, we feel pretty good about ourselves, and when we lose, it's the opposite. So perhaps that is something to tap into, is the mental side of things. Whether everyone is approaching the game the same way from week to week, that might be a bit of maturity that we can see in our group for the rest of the season. Do have a lot of young guys that are probably still figuring that out, and for senior guys, there should be no excuse in that area. So. Certainly an area to tap into.
Does the club have anyone in that space
We've got psychs that sort of come in from week to week, and there's a handful of guys that do some mental visualisation stuff from week to week. We do a mindfulness session every week that every player's a part of as well. So I think once you understand as a footballer what sort of mindset you need to be in from week to week, that's where your consistency comes from. So maybe we've got some guys that just need to have a good think about that.
Do you sort of get a feeling just before you run out that, I know Chad Collins said on radio, just felt something wasn't quite right.
It's interesting as a player. Our warm-up is really consistent from week to week. Generally, by the time we get to the top of the race and we're ready to run out, you can sort of see the look in each other's eyes that, you feel like you're ready to go and you can... that you're up for the fight, and then depending on how the first 10-15 minutes of the game's panned out, question marks can start to arise. But from my point of view, every time I hit the top of that race, I look at my teammates in the eye and I know that we're ready to go.
Thanks,
good on you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.